Brush your teeth or else. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The internet is full of videos to get kids to brush their teeth. I'm sure most of you are in the habit of going to the dental hygienist every 6 months for a thorough cleaning and polishing and for your semi-annual scolding.
Start at the back and start doing small tooth-sized circles, gradually moving forward.
In all these years, I have never been able to live up to that woman's brushing and flossing expectations.
Aim the bristles towards the gum line. Do the small circles.
But it's difficult to get motivated early in the morning, right? We adults need more than a cute video. So how about this? This week, the University of Central Lancashire in the UK released a report on what researchers found when they examined the brains of 10 recently departed Alzheimer's patients. They found signs of the same bacteria that inhabit the mouths of people with advanced gum disease. These bacteria enter the bloodstream during dental surgery, or ironically, during brushing, migrate to the brain, and once they get there, start killing off brain cells. They may not actually cause Alzheimer's, but they were clearly present in the brains of the Alzheimer's patients, whereas in the control group, they were nowhere to be found. And studies also show that elderly people who brush their teeth less than once a day were up to 65% more likely to develop dementia than those who brush three times a day. So, forget the videos. What the scientists are saying is, brush your teeth or lose your mind. Otherwise, have a great weekend. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the web at DaveRoss.com.